Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Hop-Ons podcast. John, sad times.
Not good. Not good times.
No. No. You know, I have the feeling that from time to time, you and I will need to hop on to do these. Much like with Jessica Walter, we are just offering a couple of minutes on Carl Weathers. Now, not maybe known primarily for his work with Arrested Development, but the celebrated, primarily action movie star.
Yeah.
As we're recording this, died a couple of days ago on Friday of last week. And so we thought we would just take a minute and talk about Carl Weathers. John, I'll go ahead and say I principally know him as an Arrested Development actor.
Okay. My first introduction to him was one of my favorite films of all time. It's a movie called Rocky, written by Sylvester Stallone, and he was Apollo Creed in Rocky. He was the antagonist who slowly became more of like a friend towards Rocky, and I loved him in that movie. One of my favorite stories, and this I think tells you all you know about Carl Weathers, is when he was reading for the part of Apollo Creed. He was reading with Sylvester Stallone, and he said, you know, I really want to be Apollo, and I could probably read better if you let me read with an actual actor, because he didn't know who Sylvester Stallone was. And they said, actually, that guy's going to be Rocky. And Stallone looked at the director and said, you have to hire him because he's perfect. So
that is
one of my favorite stories. And then he's, of course, known from Predator. He's amazing in Predator. They share, him and Schwarzenegger share the best handshake, the most memed handshake in the history of the internet. And then, of course, he is absolutely brilliant in Arrested Development. And he's also very funny in Happy Gilmore. Those are like where I know him the most from. Yeah.
Yeah. The crazy thing, so Predator was 87. Happy Gilmore was 96. It wasn't that long. And then if you think like Arrested Development was 2002? Like the gap, and this is the thing that I find crazy, John, because they feel like lifetimes from one another. Predator in the 80s and Arrested Development in the early aughts, but it was really just about 15 years or something. That was it.
And then he's in the latter season, season 4, 5. Is he in season 5 of Arrested Development when they put the writing team together with Ron Howard?
Yeah, because
that is he is very fucking funny in that season. And he keeps trying to get like the knockoff toys from I think like the Grinch or something. It's so good. He's so fucking funny.
Yeah.
So
he's
good.
Really wonderful. And we can talk about movies like Rocky at least briefly. It's funny that you called him the antagonist, because he definitely is, because Rocky's our protagonist, but the way he explores what it means to be a black man in a world that is so incredibly antagonistic towards him, and the way that Carl Weathers just communicates that at times anger, frustration, even like pathological need to not prove himself, but to win, right? Victory. I think that's what's interesting about what he brings to that performance. Victory is about far more than just retaining a title. It's about a kind of identity. And
he becomes.
I think especially in Rocky IV, maybe more of a lampoonish figure, you know, with the dancing and the peacocking, because I think he's also like, at least as I understand it, at the very least, a veiled reference to maybe Muhammad Ali and all of his histrionics
for sure.
Everything. But boy, in Arrested Development, I'm sure this occurred on sitcoms before Arrested Development, but this idea that he's not a character, but he's playing a lampoonish, exaggerated version of himself. I can't think of a time that happened in a sustained way before Arrested Development. I think I told you one of my favorite examples of this on a sitcom is James Vanderbeek in Don't Trust the Bee in Apartment 23. He's very similar to Carl Weathers insofar as he's kind of an exaggerated version of, maybe not himself, but an exaggerated version of what people might think of him. John, can you think of a time when someone was themselves in a sustained way, but like there wasn't some suggestion that there's any realism or verisimilitude here? I mean, because he's basically a grifter, right? I mean, the idea is like, hey, yeah. Guys, did you know that Carl Weathers is a shifty grifter?
Yeah, it's and he's so fucking good at it. Yeah, I can't really like, I guess... I love when shows lean into this, when they sort of try to blur this reality. Larry David, I think, has done a great job with Curb Your Enthusiasm as like, yeah, this idea of who he is. But I think Carl Weathers, from what I have gathered, was like one of the sweetest men that has ever walked the earth. And he's just being this like shady, shifty grifter asshole playing Tobias. But he's like so like... I don't just love him. Like, there's nothing about him that, even though he is completely conning Tobias, Tobias is dumb enough that he should not fall for this. So maybe that's why I'm okay with Carl doing it. And I love when Carl would just pop up in episodes to do the most random things. The things that we remember the most, obviously, is when they're eating at Lucille 2's, maybe, and she's about to throw a bone away, and then Carl steals the bone to make a stew with it. That is just one of the funniest fucking things. He's just really good at laughing at himself and laughing at the idea of what, like, an actor past their prime, quote-unquote, supposed to
yeah.
be. I say that, and, like, he just, you know, right before his death was in The Mandalorian, which is, like, the biggest show in the universe, and he was a mainstay in that. So I think it's lovely for him to be able, he was able to like take shots at that idea of the industry. You know, I think it's great.
Yeah. And a particular kind of actor. So when he did this on Arrested Development, again, the 80s wasn't, and the oily, steroid-riddled action star from the 80s, it wasn't that far in the past. It was really just a little over a decade, like 15 years. And I think part of what's interesting about it, John, is like, yes, it's a larger, broader critique of what happens when, as you say, maybe your particular performance aesthetics are no longer as popular as they once were. But also, like, for a particular cohort of action stars, what does your life look like after the 80s, right? How do you survive? What do you do? And I guess the joke is Carl Weathers just grifts people, right? Oh, and don't forget about Scandal Makers as well.
Oh, so yeah, Scandal Makers. Oh, my directed, God.
He directed and he was Ice. So, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God. What I'm going to have to go back and watch those episodes now just as like a little tribute to him. I genuinely was very sad to hear of Carl Weathers passing. He's just one of those people that, like, anytime he popped up in anything in the industry, I just got so excited to see him. And then when he showed up in The Mandalorian, I don't think I even knew he was in it from any trailers. And then he just showed up, and I was, like, ecstatic that I got to see Carl Weathers in the Star Wars universe. So it's great that there are, you know, people younger than us that'll be introduced to him as a character. And I'm sure that knowing Disney and Star Wars, they'll have like a great sort of tribute to him, I would imagine, in the film that's coming out, the Mandalorian film. So yeah, it's a bummer. I'm sad that he's gone. I really am.
And again, one of these, and I totally agree with you, just there's something so surprising, it seems, about his career, because he, in a movie like Rocky, he's very much this arrogant, angry black man. And it's really easy to just be that for your career. Like, you could imagine just doing or accepting like quasi blaxploitation roles where that's all you are. But whether it's with something like Happy Gilmore or Arrested Development, just seeing how fucking funny he is.
Yeah.
And he's funny in this really particular, unique way. And his ability, as you said, to sell that line about making a stew. Because he says, John, he says the word baby several times. Yeah, it's like, you can make a stew, baby.
Yeah.
It's like, who is this man, you know?
And it shouldn't work. And it's like one of the most memorable lines of the show. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you got yourself a stew, baby. Yeah, like, it shouldn't work. And like... how much of this do you think is because, and I think Arrested Development even gestures towards this, when there's a Ron Howard cut sequence reminding us who Carl Weathers is, and it's the sequence where he loses his arm.
Where he gets his arm blown off in Predator.
Yeah, like how much of this is like the audience knowing Carl Weathers' filmography and then seeing him play against type? I mean, I think like that's the joke, right? Is
yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. I mean, you know, you have to give it up to Mitch Hurwitz for writing that and coming up with that idea. But, you know, I think, again, you have to, like, applaud Carl Weathers for being able to laugh at himself. And you're right. His sense of comedy, his timing is just really good. He's really good at being sleazy, but also incredibly lovable. He's like on the verge of being like a Han Solo. But he's just a lot, he's like a little more shittier than Han Solo is. And so you always got to keep your wits about you when you're around him. He was great, man. He was great. And seeing him and Arnold do that handshake, dude, I could watch that shit all day. Predator is like my favorite, just dripping with weirdly homoerotic masculinity throughout the whole thing. And I love those two together. It's just... yeah, I'm sad that he's gone. I'm happy that he was here.
Yeah, I think a movie like Predator is a fantastic text if you want to understand how all hyper-masculine iterations of masculinity are unmistakably homoerotic. They all are. They all are. It's you see this with sports in particular, right? It's I will take my phallic object, hit a ball, and then if I do well, all of my male compatriots will smack me in the ass, right? No, Predator, like, that is at least in a kind of contemporary environment, a contemporary popular environment, like the text for, oh, like, hyper-masculinity is homoerotic, correct? Yes, it is, because they're both just, like, locking penises, right? That's what the handshake is, so.
I think, you know, Carl Weathers is in arguably the best sports movie of all time. Rocky is like top
without
notch.
Question. Yeah.
Phenomenal film. So good. The arguably the best action movie of all time, at least like on the Mount Rushmore of action films, changed the game completely and is in the film that sort of like reignited Star Wars. That was almost like in a downward spiral with how shitty it had been going with the films. And then he's in this show that has just brought back so many viewers. So, like, there's a weird through line of him appearing, like, in the best ofs of things.
Yeah.
And that's purposeful. And Arrested Development, you can argue, changed the way sitcoms are. Mm-hmm. Changed the game completely. I mean, it went from The Office made this, like, single camera sort of talking head style. And then every other show that came out that wasn't in front of an audience was just aped off of Arrested Development. They just stole it completely, and they're still doing it right now. And he's in that also. So, like, he's this, like, weird through line of all these phenomenal works of media.
Yeah. Again, all of the grandchildren or children of a show like Arrested Development. But I think what's also great, John, and we can finish here, is he has meaningful parts to play. Like, his arc as Apollo Creed across those three or four movies is a really... beautiful. It's a really beautiful arc, and I think it warrants study and critical consideration, in particular, again, for this depiction of a successful Black man and how he both internalizes his success and the potential perils of his failure, and then seeing him so seamlessly become, as you said, a mentor, but that emerges out of this almost irreconcilable antagonistic relationship with the film's protagonist, and seeing how seamlessly that works. And then, in Arrested Development, just, I mean, funny in ways, I think you and I have spoken about this before. Part of what's wonderful about Arrested Development is how everyone's funny in these unique and distinct ways. And so the show feels like a collage at times.
For sure.
He's funny in a way that very few people on that show are. He's so weird. His humor is so strange, and it shouldn't work, but it does, because he seems committed. Yeah. And I think, like, this is the thing I would say about Carl Weathers. He always seemed committed to these really idiosyncratic roles, you know? Like, I'm sorry, I think Apollo is a really idiosyncratic character, and he makes, I think, more of him than maybe what appears on the page. And that's, and he wasn't even a trained actor. He was a football player, I think. And that's just stunning. It's stunning. Yeah, so.
There you go. So everybody, you know, get out your copy of Predator, dust off your DVDs, Arrested Development, and have a little tribute to Carl Weathers. That's all I got to say.
Well, John, for the Hop Ons podcast, my name is Colin Cox.
My name is John Phillips. I'll see you later, buddy.
See you, bub.